Now, don't get me wrong when I say this. I'm not a huge hater of reboots and reimaginings and remixes of whatever the hell Hollywood feels like they want to do at the time. But as a content creator, as a writer, as a filmmaker, when is enough enough? This was sparked the other day when I read that Norman Lear, whose productions are classic, his catalog is up for possible reboots. They're possibly going to reboot some of Norman Lear's most beloved and classic, timeless TV shows. And if you don't know who Norman Lear is, Norman Lear was a TV producer, an extraordinary TV producer who had been doing it for decades. Some shows that you possibly know, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, and Archie Bunker's Place, just to name a few. He has a lot more titles under his belt than that. But those are some of the most notable ones and some of the classic shows that Norman Lear has produced over his long, multi-decade career. And while Norman Lear is free to do what he wants to do with his properties, I mean, when is enough enough? Is anything not sacred? I know some of you are saying, well, Hank, how about we reimagine these shows for the new generation? You know, let them experience these shows with a fresh pair of eyes. You know, update the shows to this time and let the kids have that. And to that I say, obviously, you didn't watch the shows. Because if you watched All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, if you watched these shows were not only a product of their time, they were ahead of their time. These shows, unlike many shows on network television, were tackling issues, social issues that no show would dare touch. They were tackling issues about race, socioeconomics, politics, sexual identity. They were tackling issues that no show was even going to touch with a 10-foot pole. The first time I heard nigga said on TV was on Sanford and Son. The first time I saw issues dealing with sexual assault of a child was on Good Times. We all remember the Penny storyline. There were a lot of issues that were tackled on these shows. And he did it with humor, he did it with grace, and they did it with damn good writing. So these shows were ahead of their times. And again, as a content creator, why can't we just make new shows? We got whole ass writers out here sitting on new ideas, me included. And we can't get meetings because in the suit's infinite wisdom, they feel like they want to prepackage something that has already been done again and beat the shit out of a dead horse over and over and over and over again. And more times than not, it doesn't even work. Most of the time when you guys reboot shows, the shit doesn't work. It doesn't last. There are a few exceptions, of course. You know, the Hawaii Five-O reboot, that worked. That worked. It picked up an audience and it worked. But most of the time when you do this with these shows, it doesn't work. The audience just isn't there for it. You're not thinking it through. Make new shows. And this is the thing about Norman Lear shows. Why update something that never left the air? The show's never left the air. No Norman Lear show has ever left the air. These shows have been in syndication forever. You can look on ION or MeTV or whatever network, cable or non-cable network, Nick at Nite, whatever. You can still watch All in the Family. You can still watch The Jeffersons. You can still watch Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son. You can still watch these shows. They never left the air. So if you want to introduce the kids to something, introduce them to the old shows. Those shows are still ahead of their times. The issues that they deal with in these shows are still relevant today. That's how good they were. And that's why they stand the test of time. And that's why they're still on the air. We got to draw the line somewhere. Sometimes, yeah, man, it's cool. You know, you make a cool reboot of something. And it just, again, it just might work. So I got the research and I started looking over some of the films that Hollywood is planning on rebooting. And it's a long list. And it's not rumor. These are movies that they're actually gonna do. And I just made a short list. Not even a long list. I made a short list. Pet Sematary. Why? What do we need another Pet Sematary? Stephen King has other titles that we still haven't seen yet. Why are we rehashing his old shit? Now, it was great. It was never a film. It was a miniseries on TV that was actually well done. But It, the film, stuck very close to the book. It had some, they made some slight changes, but it stuck close to the book. And it was a great film. And they're doing another one. So I don't mind that one because it's not technically a reboot. And they're doing other Stephen King titles, even though the Dark Tower was trash. Oh my God, that was horrible. But I digress. The Crow. Why? What are you guys on, like, your 50th director now? How many stars have been attached to this? Bradley Cooper, Jason Momoa. Who hasn't been attached to this movie? Y'all are literally on, like, your 10th, really, 10th director, screenwriter. Stop. Just let it go. Nobody even cares about the property anymore. The guy dies, he comes back to life, he gets vengeance on the people who killed him. Seen it how many times now in different movies? Who's not bit the Crow's storyline? It's been done, man. There's nothing new you can do with that storyline. Alex Proyas made a great film with Bruce Lee's son. It was good. It was a good movie. The sequels were trash. Stop. Let it go. Ah, An American Werewolf in London. How dare you? How dare you? Don't do it. Have you no shame, Hollywood? Have you no shame? John Landis made a classic movie. Don't do it. You'll never touch that. You'll never touch what he did with that movie. Don't do it. Dirty Dancing. Really? Do we need another Dirty Dancing? Don't we dance dirty enough now? How dirtier can you dance now? We need another Dirty I know nobody backs Baby in the corner, but Baby been in that corner a long time. And we don't really, Baby's old now. And we don't really want that. Who wants this? Who wants another Dirty Dancing? The Never Ending Story. Okay, that might work. Because if you really look back on Never Ending Story, it really wasn't that great of a film. It was a cult classic, but it might work. I mean, if you did it right, it might work. I might give you that one. Time Bandits. Don't you dare touch Time Bandits. Leave it alone. Number one, don't ever remake anything Terry Gilliam ever did. Don't ever remake a Terry Gilliam movie. Your Knurr card needs to be revoked. If you remake anything that the brilliant mind of Terry Gilliam ever made, Time Bandits, Brazil, The Fisher King, nothing that he's made needs to be redone. Ever. Nothing. Commando? Been there, done that 1,000 times. An ex-special ops super soldier dude kills a bunch of people and rescues a loved one. Yeah, we haven't seen that before. Escape from New York. Okay, let me tell you something. There's two things that you need to understand. Can't nobody play Blade but Wesley Snipes. And can't nobody play Snake Plissken but Kurt Russell. That's law. That's law. Look it up. It's in the books. Nobody can play these. No. Ain't nobody playing Snake Plissken but Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell gonna die as Snake Plissken. Okay? When he dies, he need to be in the fucking casket with a patch on and a leather suit. Can't nobody play. No. No. Nobody else is playing Snake Plissken but him. Stop. Highlander. Whoa. Another one that's had like 50 directors. Oh my God, they've been at this Highlander reboot thing for how long now? It's been probably about 2 decades. They've been trying to remake this movie. That ship has sailed. Let it go. The Bodyguard. Who's gonna be in it? Who's gonna be in it? Because if it ain't Beyonce, I can't even see who gonna do it. Who gonna do this? Who's playing the singer? Because you know it's gonna be Beyonce. Who else is gonna do this? Who's gonna do this? You can find any random white dude to play the bodyguard, but who's gonna play Whitney's role? It's gonna be Beyonce. Come on, and we all know Beyonce and acting are not fond of one another. And I love you, B, and please, Beehive, please don't come after me. But y'all know the truth. Dig deep, deep, and deep down in the Beehive, and you know it to be true. I love y'all. I love B. But come on, son. Whitney is rolling over in her grave. So please, all the reboots and remixes and reimaginings and all that shit, we don't need it, man. There are so many of us that are out here making new material, and I get it. You want to try to cash in. I get it. You own the property. You know, you spent money for it, so I understand. You're trying to make a buck. I understand, you know, trying to capitalize off of a title that has an established audience. It has a built-in following. I get it. But there's so many new voices out there, so many new actors, so many new producers, so many new directors, so many new voices. Who with the reboots, man? I mean, just 1 year, Hollywood, dear Hollywood, take 1 year off. Just 1 year. Just 1 year of new original material. 1 year. And you'll change the whole landscape of Hollywood. It's the 80s all over again. Because in the 80s, you had maverick producers. You had Simpson and all these, Bruckheimer and, oh my God, Joel Silver. You had all these great producers back then who took chances. They took chances on new material. Some of it was batshit crazy. But they took chances. And sometimes it paid off and sometimes it didn't. I'd rather bet on the new guy than keep beating the dead horse to death. Come on, Hollywood. Let's do something new. I love the shows the way they are. I love the films the way they are. Let them be the classics that they are. Honor them. Put them back in theaters. Put Escape from New York back in the theaters on its anniversary. Put The NeverEnding Story back in theaters on its anniversary. Put The Bodyguard back in theaters on its anniversary. And I bet you'll still get people to come see it. The nostalgia factor is crazy. I remember some friends of mine, we all got together and went and saw Scott Pilgrim, of all films, a film that I love personally. But people came and they turned out. And we knew the movie by heart with mouth and the lines. And we were laughing at the same scenes that we've seen a dozen times. Films hold their value if they're good. They hold their nostalgic value if they're good. You don't have to remake it. Just honor them the way they are. And give new voices a chance. That's all I got. I'm done ranting. But never any story, yeah, that could work. That probably could work. You got to redo the Luck Dragon, though, because that looked just weird. A big dog. It was weird. Don't do that again.